Campbell County Land Board discusses path forward on Camplex Master Plan. With your Basin Radio Network News, I'm Terry Shaleen. Campbell County voters during the general election decisively rejected a proposal to fund two indoor arenas at Camplex through a 1% specific use tax, which would have raised $208 million. According to the Gillette News Record at the Campbell County Public Land Board's meeting on Thursday, members discussed the path forward. The rejected plan stemmed from a 2023 master plan developed by Populous, which estimated a $275 million cost, later reduced for the ballot. The arenas were proposed after the National High School Rodeo Association offered a 10-year commitment if Camplex had indoor facilities ready by 2030. However, board member Jake Bowler said the county's vote effectively ends that possibility. Board member Laura Chapman stressed the importance of revisiting the master plan, focusing on long-term facility maintenance and growth. Commissioner Kelly McCreary suggested exploring less costly options for a covered arena, while Councilwoman Heidi Gross encouraged broader planning to maximize existing facilities like the Central and East Pavilions. The Land Board emphasized the need for a unified vision for Camplex's future while seeking input from the county and the city. Campbell County Health affiliate UC Health settles false claims allegations for $23 million. UC Health, headquartered in Aurora, Colorado, will pay $23 million to settle allegations of False Claims Act violations. The claims stem from improper billing of Medicare and TRICARE for emergency department visits between 2017 and 2021. According to the Gillette News Record, the Justice Department alleges UC Health automatically coded high-level evaluation and management claims, inflating hospital resource usage regardless of actual care provided. Acting U.S. Attorney Matt Kirsch emphasized this fraudulent billing undermines federal health care programs. Campbell County Health was not implicated as the alleged misconduct occurred prior to the partnership. That's it for your Basin Radio Network News. I'm Terry Shaleen.